Hello, my brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Bishop David Ricken, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to speak to you today via this recorded message. Think back on the first time you discovered Jesus. When and where did that happen? What did you feel? How did it change you? Maybe it was going to Holy Mass with your parents, or perhaps it was saying the rosary when you visited your grandma. It could have been a teacher sharing with you all about Jesus at faith formation. For me, I think back to when I was a young boy in Catholic school. One day at Mass, everything changed. I felt the power of Jesus through the Eucharist. As I watched the priest raise the body and blood of Christ, I felt Jesus moving in my heart and raising up my vocation to become a priest. Jesus can enter our lives in many ways. I've watched it happen through our Catholic schools, through parish faith formation programs, young adult ministry, and much more. Welcoming Jesus into your heart is important for all Catholics, especially for young men and women discerning their vocation. This is why the Raising Vocations Collection is helping our youth discover Jesus Christ. The first Raising Vocations Collection last year was a huge success. We were blessed with 6,000 families and individuals who gave more than $600,000 to support our young people discerning God's call. Thank you for your incredible generosity. The collection will continue to benefit ministries that encourage young men and women to discover Jesus Christ and say yes to His call. These ministries will help us reach our diocesan goal of 30 excellent men in the seminary by 2025. And I am pleased to share that we are projecting 25 seminarians in formation this year, and your support of Raising Vocations Collection helps make all this possible. Through these ministries, young men and women are inspired to follow God's plan for their lives. This collection will send more youth to Steubenville Youth Conferences, an event for high schoolers to change their lives and help them encounter Jesus. The theme of this year's conference is Illuminate, which fits well for our young people. As they navigate their calling, it can be a difficult or even a dark time. If we listen and wait, God will light the path for where we are meant to be. The Steubenville Conference supports discernment through the sacraments, adoration, fellowship, and much more to help high school students encounter Jesus. It is because of your support of the Raising Vocations Collection that we can send many of our young people to this event. I'd like to introduce to you Father Ryan Starks, pastor at St. Therese Parish in Appleton, to share more about the importance of our youth discovering Jesus.
Thank you, Bishop Ricken. I have been blessed to accompany hundreds of teens the past several years to Steubenville conferences. It's an easy decision to choose to invest my time in these trips because I see firsthand how effective they are. Young people experience His real presence in the Eucharist, His abundant mercy in confession, His light of truth in the various talks, and the joy of worshiping Him alongside thousands of their peers. Discovering God's love for them becomes the foundation for hearing and responding to a vocation. Thank you for supporting the Raising Vocations Collection and helping them hear God's call.
Thanks so much, Father Ryan, for sharing the importance of events like the Steubenville Conferences for discerning God's will. There are other opportunities for young people in our diocese to discover Jesus as well. The collection also sends high school students to the Blessed Carlo Acutis Youth Day at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Champion. University of Wisconsin Oshkosh students will attend the Seek Conference alongside of thousands of Catholics gathering in worship and listening to God's call. These are just a few ways we are helping young people encounter Jesus. Thank you for making this work possible through your support of the Raising Vocations Collection. This year, I'd invite you to consider two things. First, if you were able to give last year, thank you for your generosity. Your gifts are already at work. Please prayerfully consider making a similar gift to the 2024 Raising Vocations Collection. If you didn't have a chance last year to make a gift, please consider your first gift of $25, $50, $100 or more. Whatever you are able to give is greatly needed and appreciated. Secondly, please continue to pray for more yeses to the calling from God. If you know someone who would be an excellent priest or religious, please fill out the Called by Name card, which you received with your Raising Vocations mailing. Your support is a testament to the person who helped you discover Jesus. Thank you for joining me in supporting the Raising Vocations Collection. Together, we are helping more people say yes. And may God bless you, your generosity, all of your families abundantly. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.